This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
This is the Car Store post-game show from courtside here at the Heights Center. Will DeBoer with you. Eastern Shore 76-48 winners over Salisbury. And now we've got the man behind the madness, Fred Batchelor, the head coach for the Hawks. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win. What impressed you most about your team tonight?
I thought we played good in spurts. We had a five-minute spurt where we scored like 17 points, put some multiple baskets together. And I believe that was in the second quarter. I like when we were able to put back-to-back baskets together. I thought we struggled at times with scoring, and that's going to be something that we're going to have to learn how to play through all year long, I believe.
Well, you had a couple of players come off the bench and really give you flourishes of good stuff. I had down Shantisha Bryant and Regine Martin and Diana Godwin, who came in and at times just took over the games. What did you see from them that encourages you as we get into the regular season?
Well, I really like what we got from Shantisha early. We were struggling to score. She came in. She gave us, I believe, 7 points in 6 minutes. And then Regine just gives us a tremendous amount of energy. Her and Kiera, both of those kids, energy-wise, they really changed the game from a defensive standpoint. And I thought that was big. I thought, you know, Diana Godwin coming in, you know, and leading us in scoring in the first half with 8 points was huge too. So those kind of contributors off the bench, you know, I'm going to struggle with finding minutes for kids. I think we have a lot of kids that can play. And trying to find ways to get them all involved is going to be my biggest challenge, I think, this year.
Well, two players who you won't have to find much time for there, CeCe Byram and Moy Zubrisky, your two returning leading scorers there. They both play hard. They both played hard from start to finish there. It was encouraging to see your top two scorers there from last year come in and not hold anything back and treat this just like a regular game.
Yeah, for Moy, who's got to sit the next three games, that's why she played so many minutes, because I really wanted her to have an opportunity to keep her involved. I mean, she's got to sit the next three games, which is really tough for her. So I really wanted her to get as much out of her system as we could. You know, that's why, you know, even with starting her, I know we weren't going to have her for the next three games. She hasn't been starting in practice, but I felt like it was important for us to at least give her some minutes early, let her start, let her play through to the end. And, you know, she played 26 minutes a night. She's the only kid that played plus 20 minutes. So, you know, that was on purpose to give her a little bit of care so that she's hopefully to carry her over for the next three games.
Absolutely. And now a bit of a break. 8 days from now, the season opens up when Cheney comes to visit here, and then there's those three on the road. So what will tomorrow in practice be, and what will the next week in practice be leading up to the regular
season?
We'll
be off. We'll be off on tomorrow. We usually try to give them a game off because we practice at 6 a.m., so we don't want to bring them back in tomorrow at 6. But Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we'll get ready for Friday's game, and so we'll go pretty hard Saturday, Sunday. Really, that's going to be a big focus for us, going really hard on Saturday, Sunday. And then we may take one day off in between then to give them a little break before we finish out the week, you know, with the game on Friday.
All right, Coach. Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you.